news, yo.
Drop it like it's hot.
Come on, everybody, let's all get down. Come on, everybody, let's all get down. Come on, everybody, let's all get down.
Drop it like it's hot.
The time is exactly 7 minutes after the hour 12 right here on the Midday Cruise. I'm your captain, Sibylle SD, and I'm not alone. Of course, I am with the Lipsican Queen.
Hi, LSD. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm fantastic.
Are you okay, though? You don't look okay. What happened?
Looks can be deceiving. I'm great.
And I know people yesterday went out to celebrate, Heritage Day.
And you also had a gig.
Yeah, I was at Kara Lounge. She's at Kara Lounge for the Nexus with Four Talk. That's where I was playing.
And how was last it?
Night. It was nice, though.
It's nice to see that you enjoyed it. Even your face is glowing.
And where were you?
I was at home.
At home.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look like someone who went to bed early.
I didn't go to bed early, but I was at home.
It's like you went somewhere to, you know, relax a bit and unwind.
No, then I had a busy day yesterday. So
you had a very busy day.
Yeah.
And I wonder how busy it was. Yeah, it's a Friday.
Yep.
It's that day of the week where we give you house lessons
101.
We are giving you, you know,
and a module test. I remembered, yay!
I don't think we're gonna have a module test today. You remember, we have
an interview.
Yeah, three guests.
Yeah,
yeah, on the show today. The only show that can do that.
I thought yesterday was busy, cruise. But it seems today is going to be
hectic. It's going to be hectic. Like I don't know how hectic, but it is going to be hectic.
Yeah,
you know, we'll be having a couple of guests. Yeah, thank you to the ladies from the Wall of Introspection, the Queens, Queen K and Queen P. Yes, on the Wall of Introspection. And of course, they had guests. Yeah, it was Lebohang and who else? Umpile. Yeah, Lebohang and Umpile from Miss Township, what? Yeah, PTA something.
Miss Pretoria.
Yeah, Miss Pretoria Township. Yeah, they said actually
Pretoria and Township are somewhere, but they missed something.
Yeah. Yeah, they are the finalists for Miss Township Pretoria.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and we also be having two guests. Yeah, from the very same pageant.
But, yep.
Yeah, later on the show, and of course we also gonna have Mr. Kokom Maiman on.
The CEO of Mawik.
No, you see, you're not giving people wrong information.
I'm asking.
No, he's not the CEO of. You'll get to know who Mr. Kokom Maiman is in a couple of minutes. And, you know, he's... Okay, by the way, he's not here on the capacity of Mawikta.
Okay.
He's here as a businessman.
As a businessman.
Yes. You know, so we are going to take a song by Black Coffee featuring Psyche. Wish You Were Here. And remember, we'll be giving you a little bit of old school house and mixed with a little bit of new school.
Yep.
And, you know... Yeah.
And Amapiano.
You know,
don't forget to say Amapiano.
Yeah, I know she's waiting for Beyond Invasion, but I'm not with the interviews that we have today.
But today I think the interviews will be closing well. But this week has been a talk show, so we'll be closing well our talk show.
You see. So yeah. So we'll take Msaki, featured by Black Coffee, with a track "Wish You Were Here." And then after this, after this, I'm doing motivational quote, and then after that we go straight to the first interview of.
I hope you enjoy listening to us today.
Hit music belongs here on your number one station.
Evan Fusion Radio.
How did you do that? How did you do that?
Don't know. First time.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
here comes the music.
Ba re nakala ga golana la palela masole, mešitile maburu ka lenareng. rete tsa tshila manyama ke mari rele sina go mosepelo mashile ke na mane re a yetetsa mashile ke na mana mushitwana mashile ke na mane tshuwa
Yes, sir. The time is exactly 18 minutes after the hour 12, and this is still the midday cruise. And I'm not cruising alone. I'm with Lebzy Ken Queen. I don't know what she went to. It was nowadays Lebzy Ken is out of order. I think I'm going to talk to HR to discipline her. I can't work like this.
I'm always here. But the thing is, you talk too much, so I decided to play a bit of music and ignore you.
Hey. This is not happening.
I decided to be the bigger person in this show. Argument's sake, so that's why I'm leaving all the talking to you.
Oh, well, you can't. There's a reason why we work on this show
but
together.
But we always argue.
I'm not arguing. We're just talking. We're having conversations.
I decided to be the bigger person.
No, we're having conversations. We're not arguing. You see, there's a problem. There's a difference, a very huge difference between arguing and having a conversation. Okay. And me and you every day.
Today we have a very busy day, so let's start with a motivational quote. Then our arguing will commence late.
I'm not arguing, Lebzy Ken. Yo, we are talking.
Oh, we always have our differences.
Oh yeah, when you put it like that, at least it shows that we are communicating. We are talking. You know, we are having conversations. We are not arguing. We just don't agree.
Yep.
On some
we agree
matters.
To disagree.
Yeah, on some matters we don't agree. And on other matters, we do agree.
Yeah,
it's been a wonderful week. Yo, where's that motivational quote for today? Actually, I know.
Yeah, we've been motivating people for the whole week, so that's us. Hopefully next week we'll be getting back to.
I've seen people walking like zombies.
Yesterday the corridor, people are getting down.
On the corridors, people are walking like zombies. Even Queen K and Queen P,
I told you when I get here that people are here, but their souls are not here.
It was like, I don't know if they slept or not, but hopefully they slept. Someone's phone is ringing, like on air. Ah, Lebzy Ken. I told you you are out of order. I told you are out of order.
I'm not out of order. Something happened. It's not me. Technical problems. I told you that my phone always has technical problems.
But why is your phone on during a... While you are on,
I need to read the news. That's why it's on.
Ah, you must change your gadget.
Buy me a new one.
You must use a gadget where you don't have to.
Buy me a new one.
But if you're using your phone to source the
let's read the motivational quote.
Yeah, I'm getting my motivational quote.
Oh,
the network is slow.
A zombie as well. You can't even do something.
The network is slow. It's not me.
You're not doing. And your phone is a zombie as well.
It worked overtime yesterday.
People are zombies today. Even the phones are the zombies.
It worked overtime yesterday. If you go to my
that's
Facebook
why
Tim's
is not here. Maybe he died. He died
no,
yesterday. And he'll wake up on
no,
Monday.
Tim's went to fix his issues with the traffic department.
Okay.
You see, so you know, whenever you go to the traffic department, chances are you spend the whole day there.
Yep.
So that's where he went. That is why he's not here today. They can't seem to be finding the motivational quote of the day. You know what? We'll
you
do
don't seem to find the motivational quote of the day.
Yes.
Let me motivate you.
Yeah, come with the motivation.
Let me motivate you.
I'm listening. Yeah.
Ha.
I'm listening.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
You see? I'm not the only one now who's like a zombie now. You're also like a zombie. You see, you just turned my mood from 100 to 0. This lady. Okay.
I'm looking forward to
the motivational quote of today. It's from Mark Twain says, the secret of getting ahead is getting started. The secret of getting ahead is getting started. Meaning that if you want to go somewhere, you need to start something and start somewhere, because you can't go anywhere without starting anything.
You'll be telling me that my phone is acting up. Now I'm preparing my phone, then you're asking me what am I doing.
You know, well, you're the reason why this show has turned into a talk show nowadays. Here it's Inner City with a track called Good Life.
I'm giving up on it.
We're summing up the motivational quote of the day with a track called Good Life from Inner City. We are going way back. Let's forget about this new stuff, man. This Ama 2000 and their new music. We'll see that on this other show. I know there's a groove trade.
I want to tell you that you are close to being a fossil. Close to being an ancestor.
There's a groove train. No, there's a groove train for that. There's a groove train with Happy Man for that. Like, just for that kind of music. Here on the midday cruise, we're doing it old school.
Old school.
Yeah, bo.
Let me take you to a place I know you wanna go. It's a good life. Hey, yeah. I don't wanna stand around and beg you. Just don't say no. No, 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 no. I have got a feeling that you're gonna like it. What I'm doing to you. And I'm doing what I'm doing. I'll be doing what you want me to do.
Shining like the sky, baby. attempted coup d'etat last summer in Gator. The Americans are not like, there may be sympathy from the administration in Washington, but it's not that easy to waive all judicial interests. And sorry to the judge, okay, we understand your concern, we'll slip past the courts and you can have it. It doesn't matter.
It's time for the news on the midday cruise. Yep, it's time for the news on the midday cruise with me, the Lipsican Queen. Absa Cape Epic drops Aqualay as a sponsor. Orlando Pirates monitors trope. Jacob Zuma's hide and seek with the Zondo Commission. Andile Lungisa granted bail pending court application. Government finally clears the way to add new power station on the grid. That's it for now. We'll be back with the full news bulletin at 1 o'clock.
Do you feel me? Yes, guys, that was Can You Feel Me? Oh, yeah, ne? Can you feel it? Yesterday was Heritage Day. Then today we are dealing with the consequences of Heritage Day. So as yesterday was Heritage Day, can you please interact with us and tell us how was your day? Like other people on Heritage Day, they organize getaways, they organize family gatherings, they organize like functions. So how was your day? How did you spend it? And how was it? The thing is, when you organize a getaway, there are those people who like to organize and tell, when you reach that destination, they say, I know the place, you should go this way, go that way. They don't let you to explore it on yourself. If you feel like people like that, they bore you, let's start the conversation about it. Let's talk about them so that they can feel what we feel when we get there. They can understand our feelings. Like, guys, those people make our vacations not to be such a great experience. And today, remember that I'm with Simply Less D, but he just went AWOL on me. So the whole conversation, I think I'll be on my own. But I know I'm always with you guys listening in and tuning in on the Midday Cruise. So for now, let's play you a song, then we'll get back to our topic.
So very lonely. Lonely, lonely. It's been so long since I've seen your face. I've been so alone that my skies are gray. I don't know what to do since you've gone away. I've been so blue. I don't know why you left me, baby. I want you beside me always. I don't wanna be alone.
the number one station. You ready?
Let's go!
This is the number one internet radio station. This is the number one hit music station. Across the planet. Across the planet. This is
Evan Fusion Radio.
In your mind, does it to you?
it. Yeah, on the midday cruise. We are cruising along. It's 4 minutes before the hour one. So for now, we'll be going to the news at 1 o'clock. The song, the track that I was playing was... Oh, yeah, ne? The artist. Oh, Miss MPSD was here. He could help me with the artist and the music. But you know him. Les D is always on my case. So for today, we won't be fighting, we won't be arguing. I'll be cruising along with him, just him being quiet. And he just went AWOL on me today. He always says, I always go AWOL on him, but today he went AWOL on me. So, yeah, our topic today was, how was your Heritage Day? How did you spend it? Were you at a vacation, or were you with the family? Or were you just on your own thinking about the situation that we are in, the coronavirus, and the levels? They say you're on level one. We are restricted. I think we'll be having level zero, because on level one we still have restrictions. Places we are not supposed to attend to. We are still numbered at some ceremonies. So I hope you guys are still hip and happening with us, still joining us and still enjoying your last days of Heritage Day. But it's a Heritage Month. It's no longer Heritage Day. Heritage Day was yesterday. So at 1 o'clock we'll be having our news, then we'll be waiting for our interview. So guys, my heritage yesterday was quite fine. I was with my colleagues. We were having a little bit of a lunch. Then after that, everyone went to their respectful homes. Others, they went partying. That's why people are walking like zombies today. People can't even think. This heat is... Oh! This heat is... over the moon. It's happening. It's... We are in a volcano in here. The studio is on fire. Plus, I can't say the word, but Utlakansali, the aftermath of what we were up to yesterday. So I just think you guys are relaxing and enjoying the mood. So let me play you with this music, then we'll be back with the news.
Didn't have a job to go to today. The time is now.
Yes, the time is exactly 8 minutes after the hour one, right here on the Midday Cruise. Of course, it's the time of the day when you get our interview with our guest, Mr. K.M. Maimane. So, welcome to the Midday Cruise on Urban Fusion Radio.
Thank you and welcome and welcome. Thank you to your listeners.
Let's get right into it, Mr. Maimane. Who is Mr. Maimane? Where is he from? And what is it that Mr. Maimane do as a person?
Oh, who is he? Mr. Maimane, my first name is Khokong, and my second name is Mudupe.
Okay.
I was born in Makau, the outskirts of Harankua, but I grew up in Winterfeld in the Ten Morgans. I did my primary and higher education in Winterfeld.
Okay.
I moved on to do my marketing diploma in Mutlwatsi Setlogela Technikon. Now you call it, I don't know what you call it, but
it's at Tshwane University of Technology,
yeah,
Harankua campus.
Yes, grown up as old as I am. And from there onwards, I did work with a number of companies. I went over to the University of South Africa to work on my marketing and sales skills, my diploma there. In the year 2005, I got my marketing diploma. I grew up as a marketer.
Okay.
I worked for a number of companies. I worked for Stellenbosch Farmers Winery as a sales rep, and I worked for Metropolitan Life as a sales rep. That's why I grew up my marketing in Metropolitan Life.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I left my Metropolitan Life, I was a senior sales manager with a team of about 65 reps under my belt.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I grew up and became a marketer. And I went on to work on Tukeriwon and work on with Mufasi Dikota as a consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And Moerani, my younger brother, I was doing a consultancy with them. And I left on and decided to stand on my own two legs. And on my two legs, I became a taxi owner, taxi driver. I started being a driver of my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to learn the industry. And I was very interested in learning the industry. And I started as a driver, and my brother chased me away because maybe I was taking too much money.
You started driving for your brother?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I left and I did his fleet. I was now managing his fleet, ending up being a mechanic, a manager, and I don't know, everything. But later on, after a year or two, I said to him, "No, let me stand on my two legs."
Mm-hmm.
And I became an owner driver now with only one car.
Okay.
Yeah. Then on the very same year, I bought my second car, hired a driver. And I think I started showing signs of growth somewhere 2008, 2009, when I started to have about four cars on my fleet, standing on my own now after I've separated from my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And showing growth, I started showing my growth in 2010 when I got my deals during the World Cup.
Okay.
That's where I started to be there. But currently I'm working as a public relation officer of Mawikta. I've now joined the executives.
Okay.
I think I started the executive about 5 years ago, and I'm still currently in the executive of Mawikta.
All right. So growing up in Makau, how was, your childhood years, if you still remember them very well?
Well, I didn't grow up in Makau. I was born in Makau.
Oh,
I grew up in Winterfeld.
In Winterfeld, okay.
I grew up in Ten Morgan in Winterfeld around, my childhood. No, I was just a very quiet boy, a very, very quiet boy, a farm boy. My father was a farmer.
Okay.
He used to, when he come back from, he was a teacher. When he come back from school, I didn't have that chance of playing. My father was a business person. He was a teacher, a farmer, and a business person.
Okay.
He was selling coal, those days. Selling coal, growing vegetables and all those things. So we grew up like that. The whole of us, we are nine at home. Unfortunately, God blessed us. We are still alive, all of us. We only lost our two parents have left us. But we grew up like that, on a straight family. very, very strict, but they were allowing us to play. You know, usually you grow up, by that time you only play soccer. And I had my other part of life. I was a political person. I got involved at the early age in politics. And you know, those days our fathers were very strict, and they said to me, no, you leave politics. And
okay.
I was a teacher. And that's how I became interested in politics. And for those years, and in 1986, right there, I was very active in politics. Then my father cut me away from politics. I stayed home. I left the politics by that time. I started to concentrate on the business side of that, and hence the interest in marketing.
Okay. So at the present moment, like you have your taxi business, and what else is it that you do besides, you know, you being a taxi manager or a taxi owner?
A number of other projects that I'm working on. I've got a catering company that I'm working with my son,
okay,
and my daughter and my wife. But that's a business that I don't like too much because there's a lot of red tapes.
Okay.
But my son is working on that. We've got mobile toilets, mobile fridges, and all those things. But I'm a farmer. I've been in farming for quite a number of time. I'm a farmer, head of cattle, sheep, and everything. So I'm a livestock farmer.
Okay.
I'm still living currently. I'm just a, I'm a farmer. I'm a farmer. I'm interested in farming.
Yeah, and we understand that before you came to see us today, you were busy at your farm with your livestock. Now, how does that, you know, make you feel every time when you are working with your livestock? Because I know a lot of people probably do something just because you know, they just pass time. But for you, it seems like it's something that you always wanted to do when you were growing up.
Farming is something that is in my blood. It's in my blood. I like farming. When I'm in farming, it's even better than when I'm in the taxi industry. Mm-hmm. I enjoy farming. It is an industry that, you know, you relaxes your mind to start. You know, staying with animals, it takes you a lot of love.
Okay.
I usually see people say stress. When a lot of things come into my mind, I go to the farm and you talk to the animals. You know, if you come to the farm, you'll be surprised when I call these animals, they will respond.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the blood. It's in my blood. It's in the family blood, in actual, I can tell you, because in the very same farm, I'm with my brother and my sister. And when we are in the farm, you'll see a different person. When I'm in the taxi industry, because there I talk with animals, and you've got to give that love to that animals, to those animals. You've got to give them love and help them. This time of the year, it's dry. It's totally dry. You've got to feed them. You've got to give them the medicines. You should love them. You should love them. And when you love them, they will look after you. And that's how I am.
Oh, okay. Now that's quite very interesting. And you said you are a PRO of the taxi affiliation in around Mabopane, Winterfeld, and Klipgat. Now, we are not going to take up or to talk about the industry as it is, but we are going to talk about you as a PRO. How challenging is it being, you know, a PRO of a taxi affiliation or association?
Oh, that's very challenging, my brother. I've been in this job for the past, I'm on my sixth year now.
Okay.
And it has been a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Industry, you know, when we come in, I sat with my executives and I said to them, we need to change the industry, the face of the industry. People must understand us, must see us as people, must see us as business people. We had challenges, we had hurdles, we had that and that to jump over. And you know, always when you come into this type of business, there will be those people who will be pulling you down and pulling you aside and not realizing your objectives. But it's a very, 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 very tough job. It's the taxi industry, when you're outside it, you'll see there's people going up and down, and people talk about Chaletari Kosu and all this
stuff.
But that is something beyond that. The taxi industry is evolving. There should be change in the industry. It's evolving, and we need to move with it. And that is the challenge that we face currently. The COVID-19 has given us an opportunity to look at other avenues and changes in the industry that we need. You know, there's not only negatives that we found out of the COVID-19, but there are a lot of positives that we learned out of this COVID-19 that we have to look into and say, as taxi business people, what is it that we need to do? We need to comply. We need to be very transparent with what you are doing. And compliance is something very, very important that is we are working on right now. You can see the minister is going up and down with the quotas and everything.
Yeah.
And remember that most of us in the industry, we are not that learned. We still have those people that we need to carry along and show them the way, change to the technology side. We know how to drive a taxi, but that and that to comply with the act and comply with that. But we are, taxi people are humans, and they will have to change if they have to be on the up of their market today. Because now we've got Ubers coming in and all these things coming in. We need to be ready for that market, and we need to change our attitude. We need to change our behavior. We need to be on top of our market and understand the market that we know. The market today is not the market 20 years ago.
Yes.
It is the current market, and we need to serve this market. But the taxi industry must stay and should be, in the next coming 10 years, the taxi industry will be staying. So we hope that after the Lokhotla, there will be a lot of changing, transformation will come in the industry, and we'll become business people. Not only complaining about the subsidies and everything, but complaining about ourselves first. How do we manage the taxi industry? We need to get rid of the violences. People are dying in the industry. We need to stop that. And it is only us that can do that.
Okay. Mr. Maimani, actually, let's not hold you because you are a very busy man and you need to go, you know, back home and, you know, tie up some stuff and rest, because every day for you, it's work day. I wonder how you manage, you know, being a family man and a businessman at the same time.
Well, you manage your time. You have to learn how to manage your own time. If you can't manage your time, you're still sitting in the studio. You have to manage your time being here. So time management is everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, even if at home, you have to have time management. So time management is important for every person. So I think I'm trying to manage my time. And I was taught long ago that respect your time management.
Okay. So, Mr. Maimane, thank you for coming. And we hope you won't be a stranger to Urban Fusion Media. We'll be seeing you maybe sometime soon.
Yeah, when time allows me, I'll come.
Okay, thank you for your time. So for everyone who wants to know more about Mr. Maimane, where can they actually follow you on social media, if you have social media pages?
Not so clever in the social media pages, but I think they can come and ask me at Urban Fusion, because you seem to be trying to adopt me here. I will come over, but next time I'll give them my
your social media pages.
Yeah, but now I'm not that clever. I'm still old school.
All right. Thank you for your time, Mr. Maimane. Let's play you out with a track from Quentin Harris and, of course, Monique Bingham saying "Poor People." Guys, that was Mr. Maimane. The time is exactly 22 minutes after the hour one. You're still tuned in to the Midday Cruise with me, Simply Les D, and, of course, Lebzikan Queen.
I do it big, I was born cold. I stay focused, for sure.
One time now, we made it, baby.
I was born big,
except for the Midday Cruise, yo. music belongs here on your number one station.
Drop it like it's hot.
Come on, everybody, let's all get down. Come on, everybody, let's all get down. Come on, everybody, let's all get down.
Drop, 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 drop,